Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Today is Election Day in Dade County for the special runoff election that will decide two key races. Voters will choose a representative for Georgia's 14th Congressional District, where Republican Clay Fuller faces Democrat Sean Harris. Voters will also decide the State Senate District 53 race, with Republican Lanny Thomas running against Democrat John Bentley Jack Ziblick. Now, the polls are open from 7 to 7 at precincts across the county today. Election officials reminding voters to bring a valid photo ID and report to their assigned polling location. The runoff follows early voting, which wrapped up last week, just 4 days, with more than 850 ballots cast in Dade County. Officials say turnout today will play a major role in determining the outcome of both races. Eligible residents in Dade and Walker counties can now apply for cooling assistance through the Georgia Department of Human Services Low-Income Housing Energy Assistance Program. The federally funded program allows low-income households, seniors, and individuals with disabilities cover cooling costs by providing direct payments to energy providers. Applications opened back on the 1st for Georgians age 65 and older and those who are medically homebound. All other eligible residents may begin applying on May 1st. To qualify, household income must be at or below 60% of Georgia's median income. That includes about $34,000 for a single-person household and just over $77,000 for a household of five. The program is administered locally through community action agencies serving Northwest Georgia, including Dade, Walker, and surrounding counties. Funds are available on a first-come, first-served basis until they're exhausted. Applicants will need to provide a recent cooling bill, Social Security numbers for all household members, proof of citizenship, and proof of income for the last 30 days. Officials encourage residents to contact their local community action agency and apply early. Drivers in Marion County should plan ahead today. Stagecoach Road will be closed across the top of the day for tile installation. The closure runs from the top of Jackson Point Road up to the state highway in the Battle Creek area. Now, officials with the Marion County Highway Department say long delays are expected, and motorists are encouraged to seek alternate routes if possible. Dade County officials holding a station talk community meeting tonight at the Davis Storm Shelter. That starts at 6:30 this evening, part of the new series focused on SPLOST, or the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. County leaders say the meetings are designed to bring the conversation directly to local communities, giving residents a chance to learn more about SPLOST, ask questions, and share feedback. The outreach effort follows the earlier coffee talk sessions held back in February and March. Additional meetings are scheduled throughout this month at South Dade, New Home, Westbrough, and New Salem, and more dates for Wildwood and Trenton to be announced. The Tennessee Department of Transportation rolling out their new rural help trucks in the Chattanooga area. The expanded service, part of MyTDOT's Rural Service Patrol, now covers Region 2. That includes Chattanooga and the Upper Cumberland. Now, the trucks will be patrolling daily from 6 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., assisting motorists with disabled or abandoned vehicles, helping clear crashes, and removing debris from the roadway. Coverage in our area includes most of Interstate 24 from the Georgia state line well into Middle Tennessee. TDOT officials say the goal is to improve safety, reduce traffic delays, and provide quicker assistance to drivers in need. The Atlanta Braves continue their series with the Los Angeles Angels tonight. Game 2 of a 3-game set as the Braves look to build momentum on the road. The first pitch scheduled for about 9:38 this evening, but the airtime is still 8:20 tonight right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.